Ukraine's president makes an appeal to Congress. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Volodymyr Zelensky at 9 o'clock Eastern time this morning delivers a live video message to lawmakers asking for more assistance fighting the Russian invasion.
This is not a joint meeting of Congress. This is really a mega Zoom call with Volodymyr Zelensky. This is probably the most significant speech to Congress by a foreign dignitary, a foreign leader, since Winston Churchill in 1941. He spoke to a joint meeting of Congress just about 3 weeks after Pearl Harbor. Zelensky will make his case, and he will press for aid.
Fox's Chad Pergam at the Capitol. President Zelensky says in a video message to Ukrainians that peace talks with Russia are sounding more realistic. Russia's foreign minister says those talks have been businesslike. Fox's Jonathan Hunt in Lviv, Ukraine.
Peace talks beginning to make very, very small steps of progress. They may be boosted by an apparent concession, a major concession it would be, from President Zelensky saying that Ukraine would be willing to put aside the issue of NATO membership.
That's been something Russian President Vladimir Putin says he will not accept. The second gentleman, Vice President Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, tests positive for COVID-19. He says he has mild symptoms. The vice president tested negative herself for COVID yesterday, but canceled an equal pay day event just in case. Air travel's bouncing back from slowdowns during the pandemic.
Last month, domestic ticket bookings topped 2019 levels for the first time since the pandemic started, according to figures from Adobe Digital Economy. Delta Airlines President Glenn Hauenstein calls the surge in demand unparalleled. United and American Airlines are also seeing demand higher than ever, and they're all counting on passengers to pay more to cover the soaring price of fuel. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Stocks in Asia are higher today. Dow futures are higher ahead of the expected announcement of our interest rate hike. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
In West Texas, several people are killed in a head-on crash between a pickup truck and a small bus carrying the University of the Southwest men and women's golf teams. That school's in New Mexico. A Texas Department of Public Safety officer says it's a very tragic scene and could not say exactly how many people died. President Biden speaks this evening at an event raising money for charities in Ireland, and the Prime Minister of Ireland will be there.
The Taoiseach, or Prime Minister of Ireland, Michael Martin, in Washington for a series of economic engagements today and attending events tomorrow at the White House and on Capitol Hill, including a breakfast hosted by the Vice President, a speaker's lunch, and later bilats with President Biden, as well as the traditional shamrock ceremony and ambassador's St. Patrick's Day reception. Discussions between the world leaders are also expected to take up the situation in Ukraine. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Indiana and Texas Southern have made it into the men's AA college basketball tournament, field of 64, beating Wyoming and Texas A&M Corpus Christi. There are two more first four games today.
The Horizon League champs of Wright State will take on Big Dance first-timers in the Bryant Bulldogs, champs in the Northeast Conference this year. Winner of that matchup in Dayton, Ohio today will go on to the round of 64 in the bracket, serving as the 16th seed in the South region and facing top seed Arizona on Friday. Tip off in that one at 6:40 p.m. Eastern time. That's followed by a showdown for the 11th seed in the West region as Rutgers squares off against Notre Dame. Winner of that one will take on 6th seed Alabama on Friday. Matt Napolitano, Fox. News.
Part of Apple's campus in Cupertino, California was evacuated after the discovery of an envelope with white powder in it. The fire department's given the all clear, not saying what that powder turned out to be. It's a $280 fine for a Russian state TV employee who interrupted a live newscast to protest the war in Ukraine. It's possible she could still face criminal charges. And a final sheriff's office report on the actor and comedian Bob Saget's death in Florida reaffirms no foul play. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.